I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Some 10 weeks out from the February 9th New Hampshire primary, Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie is picking up endorsements that could propel him out of the second tier of candidates and potentially on to victory in the Granite State. Let's assess his chances, checking in as we do for all things Christie with WNYC's Matt Katz, who runs the Christie Tracker. Matt, thanks for joining us again.
Sure thing, Dave.
Christie's been spending a lot of time in New Hampshire, I think close to, 50 days so far this year, and it seems to be paying off for starters in the form of the New Hampshire Union Leader editorial endorsement.
That's right. He got a big endorsement from that paper. It's not necessarily an indicator of victory. There have been others who have gotten the endorsement from this newspaper, including the likes of Steve Forbes and Pat Buchanan, and neither came close to becoming president. However, whoever does get the endorsement usually sees a big bounce in the polls. And in fact, everybody they've endorsed, at least in the last 35 years that I looked at, did better in the primary by an average of 11 points compared to where they were in the polls when the endorsement came. And if Christie were to get an 11-point bounce in the polls, he'd be in second or third place here. So it's potentially a very, very big deal for him.
Matt, I saw union leader publisher Joe McQuaid on Meet the Press yesterday and explaining the decision. He said part of the calculus was immediately discounting senators in favor of governors, and that would certainly take Rubio and Cruz off the potential list.
That's right, and it does eliminate some of the competition, but it's important to note that he beat out other governors. That would be John Kasich from Ohio and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. And Kasich and Bush are guys who are really kind of in Christie's lane. I mean, these are guys that he needs to jump over in order to perform well in New Hampshire. They're candidates who, for the most part, have been beating him in the polls in New Hampshire. That's really, for now, his primary competition.
Is Christie putting all his eggs in that New Hampshire basket, or is he spending any time in, say, Iowa or South Carolina?
He's spending a little bit of time in Iowa, and once in a while he stops in South Carolina. I would say 11 of his dozen eggs are in New Hampshire. He needs to spend time in Iowa because it comes 8 days before New Hampshire, and he doesn't want to get totally embarrassed there. But there's no way he's going to be even close to the top there unless something dramatic were to happen. So he needs to not get embarrassed in Iowa, then go to New Hampshire and really dominate, and then he can worry about the rest of the calendar. It is, though, for sure a New Hampshire strategy.
Needless to say, Governor Christie is feeling pretty good about ignoring the New York Times call last month to drop out of the race and devote more attention to the Garden State. When Christie campaigns in other states, is he bringing his record with him, or are people really just liking him on the face and by dint of his personality?
Well, I saw him this morning, and he does bring pieces of his record. He talks about cutting budgets when he first got into office, and he adjust the numbers a little bit. He makes things seem more dramatic than they are. When he talks about cutting budgets, he does not mention that spending has actually gone up since he's gone into office, state spending. When he talks about cutting taxes, he's not really talking about property taxes, which have gone up for almost all New Jerseyans. When he talks about jobs having been created on his watch, he doesn't mention the fact that jobs have been added since he got into office, but not nearly as many as in other states, the rate in other states. New Jersey has not recovered all the jobs it lost in the recession, unlike the rest of the country as a whole, and unlike neighboring states like New York, Pennsylvania.
Is Christie in the money with a place or show performance, or is it win or go home in New Hampshire?
He doesn't have to actually win. He doesn't need to be in first place. He needs to be in second, maybe third place. There are these tickets, they call them, out of the early primary states. So the thought is that there are three or four tickets out of New Hampshire, meaning they winnow the field, essentially. So, the top four people who finish in New Hampshire then can move on to the next primary, which is in South Carolina. And then maybe there's three tickets out of South Carolina, and then they move on to, I think, Nevada's next. So he does not have to win, but he has to. He has to do very well. Otherwise, it's back to Trenton in the morning for him on February 9th.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Dave.
WNYC's Matt Katz on NewsWorks Tonight.